Back to the Future Tense of 1996. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. This humble little technology report first aired way back in 1996. So what was going on that year? Well, Apple Computer was in a tailspin. Digital cameras were too expensive for the masses. And this thing called the internet was just starting to emerge outside the techiest of circles. Today, we look back at a few stories we covered in the earliest days of Future Tense. On day one, we reported on a new technology that promised computer users deliverance from 1.4 megabyte floppy disks. A 3M developer says the company's new 120 megabyte diskette will make life easier for computer users. Joe Phillips headed up development of the LS120 diskettes, which hold 83 times as much data as the current standard floppy. Phillips says the low-capacity 1.4 megabyte diskettes frustrate consumers.
What we're trying to do is give them the expanded capacity of 120 megabytes. That means that they can save larger files, move them to place, or they can save files off their hard disk to free up space if that's what they need to do. So we've got the capacity to perform a lot more functions for the end user, all on one piece of media as opposed to needing to do the floppy shuffle.
The new diskettes will retail for about $20 each. They will require new disk drives, which will go for about $200. Those LS120s didn't last long. CDRW disks were announced in 96, and before too long, they displaced these super disks. Computers with Pentium chips were objects of desire, but just like today, computers were getting faster and cheaper. If you want a sense of how fast the personal computer world is changing, compare a computer retailer ad from 6 months ago with one from today. The machines hold more, do it faster, but cost less. Star Tribune Technology and computer-assisted reporting editor Bill Loving says we're in the middle of a post-holiday PC surge.
Anyone who's bought a new PC in the last year, like I did a year ago, has got to be a little depressed about it when you think about how quickly your machine seems kind of outdated and slow. A year ago, the Pentium 90s were pretty hot, and now they've got Pentium 166s out, and the Pentium 90s and 75s like I bought are in the bargain bin.
In 96, Larry Ellison of Sun Microsystems unveiled a prototype of what he called a network computer that he intended to sell for about $500. When you hear this next bit, an interview with Adrian Mello, then the editor of Macworld magazine, think of how these NCs sound just a little bit like Apple's iPad.
The idea is that there will come along these very inexpensive new computing devices called NCs, network computers, that will outmode the kind of desktop personal computer that people are familiar with today. They won't require some of the overhead based on the premise that basically all that people really want to do is go out and have a device that lets them browse around the internet and maybe take advantage of some other services. But that won't require, you know, a local hard disk, and by that I mean a hard disk on the computer that you use. You'll use a lot of centralized services instead, and that way they will be able to reduce the price of these machines. And it's kind of been framed as an either-or situation, and I don't see it that way. I think that both will exist side by side, and they'll serve different types of customers. So it won't kill the computer. It'll kind of create a new set of customers.
You've been listening to somewhat embarrassing clips from Future Tense in its debut year of 1996. More of this audio gold tomorrow. This is Future Tense from 2010. I'm John Gordon.